Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By chanting the holy name of Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his abode as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attracted to the particular name of the form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly or cries, shouts. Sometimes he signs, dances. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. Sorry, this purport was not by Srila Prabhupada. This is purport by his disciples. So,
Ajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshur unmilitam ena tasmai shri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manovrishtam sthapitam ena bhutale svayam rupakada mahyam dadati svapadantikam mandeham shri utapadakamalam shri guru unvaishramansha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tamsa jivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalitashi visakhanvitansha he krishna karuna sindhu dinabandho jagatpate gopesa gopika kanta radha kanta namastute tapta kanchan gorange radhe vrindavaneswari vrishabhanushate devi pranamami hari priye vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhya mevacha utalam pavanebhyo vaishavebhyo namo nama jai sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shivasadi gaur bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swami iti namine namaste saraswati deve gaurabani pracharine nirvishesha sunyavadi Pashat desatarine. Etabali ekasloka sikhaila more. Bhagavate saraye bale bare bare. Saying this, my spiritual master taught me verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the essence of all the Bhagavatam instructions. Therefore, he recited the verse again and again. So, first of all, I want to take all of you to this spot in Varanasi where this discussion is being spoken, taking place. This is in the midst of Prakasananda Saraswati, a Mayavadi sannyasi surrounded by 10,000 Mayavadis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is invited there, but he is just sitting where the people wash their feet. But he did Atma Prakash. So everybody was astonished there. Who is this shining, brilliant person? So ultimately, this Prakashananda comes down and he pulls him by hand. Dear sir, what are you doing? And he is introducing him that you are the sannyasi. You have taken shelter to Keshav Bharati. So he is trying to relate with him that you are from my sampradaya. So why you are sitting there? You are a sannyasi. Sannyasi's dharma is to read Vedanta and meditate. Instead of doing that, you are just chanting and dancing. So he is trying to teach him, showing him respect, pulling him up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is putting him in Agyata Sukriti because he has to transform from Mayavad to become devotee. So before somebody can become devotee, he has to do some service. So he's sannyasi, he's puffed up, he has 10,000 disciples, he's not going to do any service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is injecting in his brain. Okay, so by pulling him and taking him to asan, upper level, is a service for a person to respect a devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you all know that he is playing a role of a pure devotee. He is not saying everybody, even don't want to listen that he is a Bhagwan. He is a simple devotee. He is just chanting and dancing. So, in answer to that question, now you have already been reading for last many Bhagavatam classes, that the discussion is going on, that he is saying, "Oh my dear sir, my Guru Maharaj thought I am mad. I am low-born, I am a simple, I cannot understand Vedanta." So he just told me, he gave me mantra. And he just said to chant. Now in the chanting, when I chant this mantra, it causes a lot of problem. So he is explaining the dialogue of his guru, what he told him. He is trying to preach this all 10,000 people about the instruction of his guru. See, he is not saying himself anything. What he is doing, this is the parampara. Parampara means Prabhupada is not saying anything that I am telling you. I saw the dream. The world is now Krishna conscious. Come on, take it. You know, he is a humble servant. What he is doing? He is writing Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He is quoting Sridhar Swami. He is quoting Rupa Goswami. He is quoting Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So, what he is saying? He never took any credit. Prabhupada never took any credit. He says that this is all. Even to his disciples, he is saying that you guys are incarnated. My guru has taken thousands of incarnations in form of you to just do his own service. That the mission he wanted to accomplish. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was the greatest acharya who wanted to establish this Varnashram Dharma, who wanted to establish the governing body commission. He wanted to establish a preaching movement, but somehow or other it was supposed to be named another name. And he wanted to give this credit. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years ago. What he says? Prithivi te ache jate nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mor naam. He professed it. But Krishnadas Kaviraj, he writes in this book, and it is kept in the bookshelf, lying. But when Srila Prabhupada came, then he brought this prediction to the globe. He brought that everybody should chant and dance. So he is trying to say that the Bhagavatam, many people are very big kathakar. You know, in their pandal they spend around millions of dollars. They make big pandal, very big sitting arrangement. It is being broadcasted. And they pay 1 million rupees just for the Bhagavat Saptah to be broadcasted. The broadcasting charge is per day 1.5 lakh rupees per day just to be broadcasted so that everybody sees. Ultimately what they do? They get a lot of money and then again they become pile up, become fat cow, and they just misuse this. What they are doing? They are selling. They are selling the religion. But what did Prabhupada do? Did he keep one penny in his pocket? He was a sannyasi. He was a true sannyasi. He kept everything on record. How much collection he has done. See, that's why he has made system. Whatever you do, it should be, because this belongs to the deities. And this should be told to them. That, my dear Lord, I have just done this. This is for you. Book distribution. So, but the most important message in this chapter is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to tell that among all the greatest activities, even he's going beyond. He if you read previous sloka, you will come to know, and you must have heard when you are coming to the class, that this is a prema pumartho mahan. This is the pancham pursarth, arth, dharma, kam, moksha. This world is not even caring for those four things. What they are caring for? Earth. Only earth. Only money they want. They don't know anything else. You know, in dollar, what is written? In God we trust. But actually this is untrue. They don't believe in God. They believe in this paper. They believe this dollar. Actually they should write in dollar we trust. Instead what they are writing? In God we trust. That is bogus. That is correctly not mentioning that. They want to just say, this is the dollar. I trust dollar. That's it. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, no. My Guru says, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyatha. So, in this sloka, he is quoting Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the dialogue between Narad, Bhagavatam quotation, where Narad is instructing to Vasudev, where Vasudev is asking question, ki, please tell me the Bhagavad Dharma. So in turn, Srila Prabhupada is taking you back and saying that, what is the Bhagavad Dharma? What is mentioned by Sri Radha Gokulanand ki jai ho, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. What is mentioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Guru to him? What? That you are a mad, you are a simple, you cannot chant, you cannot do any Vedanta reading. Just chant the holy name. So the essence of Bhagavad Dharma, Maman Smaryuddham Cha. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, actually speaking, he is speaking 700 shlokas. For what? For only one line. Whatever he is talking is just a conversation. The real essence of Gita is what? What he is saying? Please, you read Bhagavad Gita every day. What he is saying? What is his message? One line message. He is saying, Maman Smar Uddham Cha. Because he wants to make sure that Arjuna fights. That is his first message. Why Bhagavad Gita is speaking? Just only for one mission, that he must fight, he is Kshatriya, right? So what he is saying, and the mantra, what he is saying, why you execute it, how you execute it? Maman Smar. Chant my name, remember me all the time, constantly. Not like just 2 hours, not like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, not like only Ekadasi, not like only on Sunday. Maman Smar, 24 hours, all the time, just remember me. And this is very easy if somebody takes shelter to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is showing you. He is mad after this name. He is just chanting Hari Bol Hari. And by his madness, see, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to South India, in the way, there was one washerman. He was, you know, cleaning the clothes. And I think you have not seen. In India, the washerman, you must be knowing, they take big clothes like chadar or big thing, and they just, you know, beat it on some stone. And because of this hard beating, all the dirt goes out. So they do like this. Or they make a sound like, you know, this donkey. Like that. They do like this. And this guy is doing, welcome to Gauridas Prabhu. Hari Bol. So, when he is doing this act, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Hari Bol. So, what he is saying? Hare Baba, you are Sadhu Baba. You have only one business to do, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I have to clean my clothes. But he is saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Just by repeating his word, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, he became mad. Because if you are completely, suppose you have very heavy jaundice, somebody touches you, he is finished. He will also get jaundice. There are so many diseases you can catch right away. But it should be superlative degree. Somebody has a heavy duty cancer. You know, so many things are there. You know, you have malaria, you have so many things which you can get right away. So this is prema hapumartho mahan. This is also a very big disease. And if you become superlative premi, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then what will happen? Srila Prabhupada. You see? Anybody whomever Prabhupada interacted, he touched. But there is a problem. There is a difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada. For a guru, a disciple has to be subservient. He has to be receptive. He is ready to accept. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or when Krishna himself is there, he can inject even by force. Because this dhobi was not, he was rejecting. In fact, he was rejecting. He was telling, "Are Sadhu Baba, I have no other business. You have to do this Haribol. I cannot do that." And he is repeating. And he becomes mad. What happens? Now he stops. Chipo. Now he's saying, Haribol. And what happens? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes away because he has to go to Jagannath Puri. He's not going to wait for him. So he keeps moving. And then his wife comes. She says, "What happened? Hey, stop! What are you doing?" His legs are chook. He's saying, Haribol. She's saying, "What are you doing?" He's not listening. He's saying, Haribol. Then she tried to push him. And as soon as he touches her husband, she starts saying, Haribol. That is the disease. That is a magnified, that is a very powerful magnet. So, wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes, he goes to Jharkhand. Just see. The lion and the deer, they cannot stay together. They forget their nature. Exactly like when Lord Krishna plays on his flute. Kadamba tale, Jamuna puline, kadamba tale, bajao basi. Lord Sri Krishna is playing on his flute on the bank of Kalindi, Jamuna River. And what happens? Jamuna stops. Tries to listen. Who? Even these birds who are chirping, ching ching, here and there, they stop. Everybody stops. Same thing happens when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to Jharkhand. What happens? The lion, he forgets. The deer is supposed to be, he's supposed to eat the deer. And he's sitting right there. And the lion is also sitting there when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Oh, Haribol. They stand on their leg. They are animal. They are not supposed to follow. After long taming, you have your dog. Make him eat. Then he says, "Okay, Tony, come on." Then he starts sitting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no time to do that business. You know, just by seeing him first time. He says, Haribol. Because he has been feeding them life after life. So they recognize their master. That is the relationship. And for that reason, this movement has been established. This Rupa Goswami has only one desire, to establish this movement, that we give the Sambandha Gyan. We establish the relationship with the Lord. That is the basic principle of this movement. If suppose somebody comes to ISKCON and he doesn't establish his relationship, finish, no use coming, no use saving head, no use running with the, beat bag. But if you can establish this, that you are Nitya Sevak, Krishna Nitya Das, then that is the useful law of our life. So you have also heard in this purport, because when we talk about Hare Krishna, and because we are listening, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Prakashanand that his guru has told him to just take Krishna Naam. So everybody should do this. We should all do chanting Hare Krishna. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is giving commentary. He's saying, no, there are two branches of understanding Krishna consciousness. One is Goshtiyanandi and one is Kirtananandi. The Kirtananandi is this Babas. You go to Radhakund, lot of Baba, they just chanting, no business, just chanting. People come around, and there are some Falgo Baba also. They are just there for money. Just asking everybody, give me something. But the real Baba means who doesn't ask. Ayachak Vritti. Real Baba was Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri is the first spiritual master after a long time who came to Braj. Who is the cause of re-establishment of Brajbhumi. So he came and he was, you know, there is a Yatipura. Why it is called Yatipura? Yati means sadhu. Because a sadhu came there. And who is that sadhu? Madhvendra Puripad came. So when Madhvendra Puri is sitting, so he has a achakvritti. He never asks anybody anything. Doesn't beg alms. He's just chanting Krishna's name. So Krishna himself comes with a pot of milk. And he says, Baba, these ladies who have come to take water from the well, they have sent this milk for you. So why don't you just take it? So he is thinking, I didn't tell any lady that. How did they know that I'm here? Though he's just thinking, by the time he already gone, he said that I have to go and milk my cow. So he just ran away from there. And he is holding the pot and he just thinking, what happened? I didn't talk to this boy. He's gone. Finished. Then he's doubting because of his holy gesture. He's submerged with love. And because he was already chanting pure name and Krishna is face to face. So he's really, now, Vipralamba, what happened? Where this boy go? Now this boy is not going to come again. So he's drinking the milk, again chanting, trying to sleep. When he sleeps, then he sees the dream. He says, oh, the black boy comes again. He says, Madhvendra Puri, I'm lying here in this hill. My pujari has covered me. Why don't you call these villagers and dig me out and then bring Jamuna Jal and do abhishek? I'm feeling so hot. And if you can organize some prasad, I'm also very hungry. So Madhvendra Puri, he wakes up and there's no boy. Again, that boy is me. He said, this boy, the Chaluram, same Krishna, I think for whom I'm chanting, he is coming again, again. He brought me milk, now he's giving order. It cannot be false, cannot be false. So he called all the villagers, you know, please come, please come. They brought their, you know, instruments to dig. And then they, whatever he saw in dream, he's just following the instruction. He goes there and they dig and they get this Gopal Murti. Very nice black Murti. You see this Murti in Udaipur, Nathdwara? This is the same Gopal. It was established by Madhvendra Puri. So he told them to bring some Jamuna Jal, then some milk, and then some bhoga. So this Annakoot festival is started by Madhvendra Puri. And he established this puja going on there. So the point is that sambandh, if we establish the sambandh. See, this naam is the same. Rupa Goswami also chanted this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Same mantra was chanted by Namachar Haridas Thakur. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to come himself and take the whip on his back for Namachar. It doesn't matter. He is praying to Krishna, oh my dear Lord, if I don't die, these guys will be killed. Because this Muslim ruler is so cruel, and they are beating me one market to another market to 22 market. There is no problem for me, because I live here, or I come to your lok, there is no problem. But what will happen to these guys? They will be killed. So it is better I should die. He is always praying. So that's why he stopped his breathing. And they thought, oh, now he's dead. So they throw him in Ganga. And he comes out after, you know, some place he goes away and he comes out there. So, because he has full faith in this holy name. Prabhupada has full faith. He has nothing. You see, Srila Prabhupada was chanting, you know, Sumati Morarji gave the passage, ticket. I have very good relation. She died now, but when I was in Bombay, I used to go very often to meet her. So she told the story, the how she met Srila Prabhupada first time. She went in 1950 to Kurukshetra. And in Kurukshetra, there was a solar eclipse. There is Brahma Sarovar. where for which bath this Dwarakadhis went with his all queens. That is the same place where Srila Prabhupada met Sumati Maharaji. Srila Prabhupada was chanting on his bead. He's just standing under a tree. And this lady was, because there was big mela, so many people are coming, going. And she's just going, walking through, and she sees Prabhupada and she thinks, are. She told her secretary, Choksi, why don't you give my card to this gentleman? And she says, Swamiji, because you know in India, either you are a householder or sannyasi or whatever, people call you Swamiji. So Prabhupada was not sannyasi that time. But she's telling him, because she can see that when Prabhupada came to see, he was in saffron. But when she saw first time, he was not in saffron. He was in white dress. So she says, when you come to Bombay, I will come. Prabhupada is saying he will come. So my card, keep my card. Whenever you come to Bombay, you can come and see. So, but his mission was, he wanted to print Bhagavat Puran first. So what he did, he wrote the commentary on Bhagavatam, first, second, third, three parts, correct? Now it is ready, but there is no money. How he will print? So there is one gentleman, Dalmia, Jaydeal Dalmia. You know, like Birla Dalmia is also a very rich man. So Jaydeal Dalmia, Prabhupada approached, and he said that, Dalmia ji, I want to print Bhagavat Puran, and I have written a very nice commentary, but could you just become graceful that you just get it printed? So Jaydeal Dalmia says, Swamiji, I am illiterate man, I don't know what you have written. So what you do, you go to Gorakhpur. There is Hanuman Prasad Poddar, and he has propagated this Hindu dharma so much, you know. He's always printing Kalyan, so many things he's printing. Kalyan, and this press, Gita Press is very famous from Gorakhpur. So he is like founder, Hanuman Prasad Poddar. So Prabhupada knew him, because Prabhupada used to write for his Kalyan, always sending some write-ups for him. So he knew, he said, okay, I will go. So Prabhupada went to Gorakhpur in third class train, you understand, where there is no couch, it is just plain wood. And there he reached, and Hanuman Prasad Poddar was very happy to see him, and then he put him in guest house, and after that he asked, Swamiji, I can do for you? He said, yes, I just want little seva from you. He said, what is that seva? He said that I have written Bhagavatam commentary, partial, but I want to start it printing, so that I keep writing and printing it. So he knew very well that Bhakti Vedanta ji writes very nice. So he said, what do you want? He said, I want a letter from you that you give approval to Dalmia ji, and he should get it printed. Immediately he writes a letter. Dear Jaydeal ji, Bhakti Vedanta Swami is a great writer. He writes in Hindi actually this letter. So, whatever he prints, never have any hesitation, always help him. So he is giving permanent approval, not like every day he has to go and come. He writes in such a way that this is permanent approval for him. So Prabhupada comes daily back, and he says, okay, now just get it printed. He put his secretary on job, Krishna Sharma is his secretary. He got it printed. Now Prabhupada thought, oh, now I am ready. Now I must go see this lady, because she is from Bombay. She, and also because in her card it says, Sindhya Navigation Company. So he understands now there is a shipping company. So if I go, at least she will give me free passes. So he goes to Bombay. And when he goes to Bombay, he had no other address. Now, he's just thinking that I will go to Sumati Maharaji. I will end up staying with her. So he comes there. And if you know Bombay, there is a VT station, Victoria Terminal Station. When get down, then this is big buildings. All the big offices are there. So there is a big tower called Sindhya Tower. In Sindhya Tower, That is Scindia's office. So he goes in the Scindia house and he just writes his name and gives to his secretary. His secretary gives to Sumati Muraji. She was very busy in meeting. But see, they need constant reminder. Sometimes they keep your paper one side. So many people are coming, going. So Prabhupada is sitting for 6 hours. He came like 12 o'clock and nobody is bothering for him. And he's just chanting, just like you see, wooden staircase is there in that building. He's sitting on the staircase, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And then the lady is getting down. She said, the Swamiji is still sitting. What happened? Oh, Choksi, you didn't tell me again. What happened? So she forgot. And then she immediately brings Swamiji inside and she said, she said, I'm so sorry. Tell me, please tell me, what can I do? He said that I have to talk to you. Okay, where are you staying? You have place to stay? He said, no, you can arrange. So she said, okay, all right. So he immediately told Choksi, you call that Scindia house. They have a big colony in Andheri, in Bombay. And immediately, Choksi arranged Prabhupada to go there and he stayed there. Then see, while going, he said, Swamiji, you are very learned. Why don't you come to my home and you can just read Ras Panchadhyayi for me? You know, this Pushtimargi Vaishnav, they like only Ras Panchadhyayi. They always try to hear that. So she said, why don't you come and recite for me this Ras Panchadhyayi? So Srila Prabhupada, he takes a bus and comes to Santa Cruz Juhu bus stop where he has to walk. And after walking, he comes where there is Juhu temple. In the corner, when he sees this big land, and he's just thinking right away, just seeing this land, oh my Lord, if you get me this land, I will prepare you best temple. He's just making promise. And then he just takes left turn and goes to Sumati Muraji's house. Sumati says, oh, Swamiji, please, please come. And he starts reading for him. So after 2-3 days, he asks, what do you want, Swamiji? He said that I want to go to America. My guru's order, you know, my guru Maharaj wanted that I should go preach this Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. So I want to go. She says, no, 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 Swamiji. Don't say, tell me some other thing. I cannot do that. You are old man. You go America, it's so cold. You will die. You will be freezing. No, 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 no. I cannot do that. So Prabhupada said, okay. Whatever Gopal ji desires, no problem. So she is again telling, okay, come tomorrow, come tomorrow. After 15 days of reading, then she says, she was actually telling, she told me that she saw a dream like Gopalji. And Gopalji and also Prabhupada. So she can make out that Gopalji is saying that listen to this Swami. Correct? She is just concocting or whatever is the case. So she told in the morning, Swamiji, okay, I sent you. All right, you are happy. Prabhupada became so happy because that was his cherished desire. He wanted to go to America. He said, okay, now just wait for 2 weeks. One of our captain, one of ship is Jaladuta, which captain is Pandit, he's a Pandyaji. So if he will be there, because he's a vegetarian, so he will make nice arrangement for you, so that you will be taken care of. So I want that you should not get any uncomfortable situation, so wait a little bit. So Prabhupada is now planning, okay, no problem. So he went by train, because that ship was supposed to sail from Calcutta. So he came from Bombay to Calcutta by train, and from Calcutta he is just going to go to the ship. There was nobody, nobody. Only his suitcase, that box, and his chata, and Prabhupada himself. Nobody is there. And he goes to the shipping yard area where he has to go, and ultimately he came. So you know about that he took trouble. For what? Prithivite ache jate nagar adhigram. For what? Why did he say? And why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because he is Krishna himself. If he can preach the animals, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Why did not he preach himself? Because he wanted to give this credit to devotee. Because he wanted to send Srila Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada will come. He took sannyas. And those days a sannyasi is not supposed to cross the ocean. See, this is also maryada. A sannyasi is not to cross over the river for 4 months when there is Chaturmas. Sannyasi is not supposed to go across the river. Because that is the procedure in India. So what to talk about? There are many Jain Munis still they have never gone out because they know that they cannot cross the ocean like that. So the point is that Prabhupada was empowered to execute. What order? This is the preaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making a samam bonam of Bhagavad Dharma. So Vasudeva is asking to Narada Muni, please tell me the what is the Bhagavad Dharma. What is the Bhagavad Dharma? Bhagavad Dharma is not earth, dharma, kaam, moksha, not economic development, no religiosity, no attaining all this family life, a good situation, and neither relinquishment of family life and taking just renounce everything. That is not dharma. Earth, dharma, earth, kaam, moksha. That is supposed to be the end of Veda. Vedas are talking. See, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying what? Many people say, we must read, go. If you read Vedas, you cannot even complete Rig Veda. What to talk about four Vedas? Because every Vedic, there are so many mantras. And they are so, strong Sanskrit, very difficult to understand. Very, very difficult. Very difficult to even go through one Veda. What to talk about four? But they are talking about Vedanta. Sannyasi is supposed to understand Vedanta. What is a Vedanta? Where is Samam Bonam of Vedanta? Krishna is giving order. Traigunya Visaya Veda. Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. O Arjuna, please, this Vedic literatures, all these four Vedas, they are dealing in these three gunas. You transcend this. Go beyond that. So this Pursartha Chatushta is dealing with these Vedic paradigms. Vedas are saying you become a gentleman. They are saying that from Sudra you upgrade, you become Vaisya, then you become Kshatriya, then you become Brahmana. You come in the mood of goodness. But this Vaishnava style, lifestyle, that is Bhagavad Dharma. That is not this Chaturvarna. This is not Varnashram. This is Bhagavat Varnashram, which is beyond this four Varnas. So that is the vision of Srila Prabhupada. He wants to establish this Bhagavat Dharma in Mayapur. He wants to establish it everywhere, in every ISKCON temple. All these four Varnas should work transcendentally. That they should work for Kshatriya, they work like Vaishya, they also work like a Sudra, they also act like a Pandit, and then over and above they act like a devotee. So who is a devotee? By whose chanting Hare Krishna, some other person starts chanting. And that is the reason Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is telling you about these two categories. One is Kirtanandi, another one is Goshtiyanandi. We are supposed to be Goshtiyanandi. We always tell, are you chanting? No, no. Oh, very simple. Why don't you chant? You see, if you put tilak, every time when I come in plane, always there is a, somebody beside me, then we have to keep preaching them. See, generally I make sure to preach beforehand so that at least that day he becomes a vegetarian. At least he will not harass, eat something, meat in side by side, then, it becomes a suffocating situation. But this time I missed it. What happened? I didn't preach in the beginning. So what happened, and this was Air India, and immediately they started serving food, and also because this plane was like 8 o'clock plane, so very shortly it became the breakfast time, and they started serving. And this man next to me, he was Canadian. He went for the Canadian embassy, and he was there for India for first time, 6 days. And even though he was staying in a hotel, And even though he was sometime getting some meat, but according to him it was as good as vegetable. He didn't like that style. He was thinking he was missing. Most of the time he was asked for to come for some programs, and there he always used to go Indian style food. So he was really, you know, crying for his natural food, right? So what happened? As soon as this lady came, she was calling me first because I was on aisle seat. So I didn't even speak. So this gentleman saying, oh, he says, just give me beef or chicken, like this, something he said like that. I said, excuse me, wait, madam, wait. I said, sir, can you please kindly today take vegetarian? He said, no, man, no way. What are you telling me? I've already wasted my 6 days. I went to India, you know. I'm not going to. So I got a little defeated this time. But later on, this guy became very good. See, what happened when we flew little 2 hour, 3 hour more? So I again asked him. I said, sir, can I speak to you for 2 minutes? He said, yeah, oh, of course. He was very friendly, actually. Nice gentleman. So I said, what do you do? He said, I work for the embassy and for the mission, and I came for this. I said, oh, Canadian embassy, you have very nice temple. Where do you live? He said, I live in Ottawa. I said, we have very nice temple of Hare Krishna in Ottawa, in Montreal, in Toronto. Ultimately, I end up saying him that, do you go sometime? He said, no, man, I was born in Muslim family. Originally, he was from Egypt, his father, mother. He said, I don't care. I'm a Canadian. Don't care for this thing. I said, oh, now this is good. You are Canadian. Canadians are very good people. Actually, they like cultural things very nicely. So slowly, I was trying to try to attract him, and he ultimately agrees. Yes, he said, yeah, of course, there is something beyond this thing. And that's why you guys are very happy. So he became very friendly. The point I'm trying to make, that Prabhupada has started this movement for Goshtiyanandis, that who are not selfish, just for yourself. No, I chant, no. I have to chant 64 rounds, I have just taken breath. Person who is giving Krishna consciousness to others. Like I was in Hungary with Sivaram Maharaj. So he said, Mahamantra, I can meet you very little. I said, why, Maharaj? He says, because, you know, for 3-4 days, there's so much function. I have to chant for yesterday and day before yesterday. There is coming by. So many things is logging. Why? Why? Because Prabhupada wants. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the Prithvi Dharshe Jate Nagaradigram. Amar Agya Guru Hoye, Tare Taro Des. Preach everybody Krishna consciousness. We take risk. We just preach. We just go spreading this Krishna consciousness. As many as souls can get attracted to Krishna consciousness. So great. Everybody will become Krishna consciousness. So this one thing is very unique, because I came first time in 88 to Bhaktivedanta Manor. And I was very influenced by this. And if some people are senior here, they know I come without fail every year. You know why I come? Just because there is Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. I'm originally devotee of Hanuman. Wherever there is Hanuman, I always go. And there is a Hanuman here, and very influential Hanuman. Our Prabhupada has a purpose. You see, Prabhupada established Washington Temple, Hanuman is there. He established London Temple, he has Hanuman right here. He established Juhu Beach, he has Hanuman there. And they are very important countries. America influences the world. British has already ruled the world. And India is a very important continent because of the place of Dharma. So everywhere there is a Hanuman. Who is the Hanuman? Who is obedient servant of Lord Ram? And there is no overcharge. And see, he is sitting. He never says, no, this is overtime, sir. Give me some extra bucks. He's there, 24 hours he's alert in the service. That type of consciousness, that we become servant to Srila Prabhupada without any reasoning, without any question, saying that, Srila Prabhupada, I'm ready, please tell me. That's why we cannot even forget all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And you meet any of them, even those people who have left. Just like you take the example of Bhavanand. Bhavanand, he couldn't follow the sannyas order, right? I met him 5 years back. I meet every time because he comes to serve Mayapur. But I'm just giving a peculiar example. What he mentioned to me is, I said, did you become guru or Prabhupada made you guru? He said, no, Prabhupada told everybody to become guru. But for me and Jayapataka, he gave a special order. Right here. He said, tell your friends who are Rituks, they should come and take my witness. I am here. In front of Radha Madhava, on the chair Prabhupada is sitting. One side I am standing, another side Jayapataka is standing. And Prabhupada having nice darshan of Radha Madhava. Then he's saying, no. You know, you guys should initiate 10,000 each. Then he watches to Radha Madhava. Then he watches both of us. Then he says, no. You guys have long life. You are a young man. I am old person. I did 10,000. You guys have to initiate 50,000 each. Now he said that Prabhupada wants to spread his family. He gave order to become guru. Now the problem is that we didn't understand. We thought guru means Prabhupada. That's it. The way Prabhupada's worship is being done should continue like us. We should get, and that is the reason of falling down. See, we cannot proclaim the worship. We cannot digest the worship if we don't deserve to. That is very important. But if somebody is working on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, he will be always protected. He is always there with his stick. Hey, don't do this. And we don't listen. That is another question. But Prabhupada always, you know, somehow or other, through some other devotee, you see, that's why he made this association, that you are always with the 2 person. Go for preaching, 2 person. One man is diverting his mind, another guy saying, no, not this is way, we should go like this. So this is such a good organization, actually. ISKCON is a summum bonum of this human society. And people who have taken the chance to participate in this, anyway, any method. It is not like somebody is performing the aarti, he is the great person. Somebody is giving lecture on Bhagavatam or Chaitanya, he is a great person. Somebody is temple president or he is GBC, he is great. Not like that. Anybody who ever says to Srila Prabhupada, I am your sir, tell me. I distribute your books, you know, it pleases Srila Prabhupada. Any method you can cook for Srila Prabhupada's deities, and Prabhupada will be very pleased. So whatever you do in pursuance of establishing and spreading Krishna consciousness, that is the summum bonum of this Bhagavad Dharma. That is the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, susukham kartum abhyam. How you will understand that this man is really doing Krishna consciousness just by his face? You see? All the devotees so happy, always smiling. He says, hey, what are you eat? Why you are so happy? We are very morose. We have a lot of money, millions of dollars, trillions of people to look after. What happens to us? We are just taking medicine one after another. We cannot even sleep properly. What can we do? This is the problem. Why? Because there is no master for them. Their master is their mind. And maneva manushyanam karana vandhana mokshayo. This mind is a turbulent enemy. And this mind is the best among friends. The way you cultivate. You see, there was a king. And he said that one satan. Satan, you know? What is satan? Huh? Demon. He came there. He said, sir, actually, jinn, satan, that is jinn. So that jinn came there to the king and he said, see, I want to serve you, but I have lot of power to serve. You cannot keep me empty. If you don't give me job, if I'm jobless, then I will eat you. The king thought, there is so much to do. What? Chalo, I will give you job. Okay, come. So he said, go and claim the whole kingdom. So he went, tuck, 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 cleaned everything, came back. Then he said, do this, bring all the water, put it into the gosala. So whatever he says, he just comes back. So king thought, my God, now I'm going to be killed by this man, he's going to eat me up. So his mantri, he was clever, right? Birbal, He said, oh, so please leave him alone. Just tell him that you follow my minister. So he says, Jin, you follow my minister. So minister said, come on, come on. He said, put an iron rod here. So he put a very big rod. He said, go up and down. He said, go and up and down. He said, whenever I call you, you come and do the job, then again go up and down. This is permanent order, up and down, up and down. Whenever I call, you do my job. So, same thing, Krishna Prabhupada said, okay, you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Then book distribution, office work, lot of work, right? So whenever you do work, after that, you start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Then up and down, you'll be so busy that jinn is under your control. The maya will be under control. Because you are always chanting, you are always... So Krishna is saying that always remember me. Maman smar yuddham cha. Perform your heroic duty. Fight! Don't go away from this battlefield. You have got. For Kshatriya, if he achieves death in the battlefield, that is the greatest achievement for him. So what is worry? Either you die or you win. But doesn't matter. He showed him. He says, see, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Duryodhan, Dusasa, everybody is already eaten up by me. You see, they are under my teeth. So, you don't worry. This is just nimitta matram bhava sabya sachin. You just become instrumental to my order. You follow my instruction. That is the same thing with us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already preached because he has told Prithivite Ache Jate Nakaradigram. So it has to happen. It cannot be undone because it is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das Kavira, old man, you know, he writes like this. Tick, 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 you know. Even one word, one letter. Krishna Das is 90 years old when he's writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And when he's writing what he heard from Das Goswami, Raghunath Das, whatever instruction he gave him. He has collected all this karcha from Murari Gupta, from different places. And he's writing. How he's writing? Like this. See? He's writing. So Radharani is writing herself. Prithivite Ache Jate Nagaradi Gram. So it is not going to be false. 100%. So it will happen. So just like when Prabhupada did not come, so people must be reading and thinking, kabhi na kabhi ho sakta hai, sach ho jaye. Maybe it will come truth one day. Or maybe it is written in diary and it will be right there. No, but it happened. Prabhupada went every continent, went everywhere. He just planted the seed. It has to sprout, it will come. And it is already, see, India. Prabhupada used to stand in New Delhi and tell, sir, in coffee shop. You know, in Connaught Place, there is a coffee shop. In the shop, and they are coming out, he will say, this Back to Godhead magazine was very simple, like leaf paper, you know, two pages. And just for 25 paisa he's giving. Say, please take. No time. He actually wrote also. The crazy business of no time. He wrote, what is they have no time? For everything they have no time. But now Back to Godhead is a golden color, so nice. Even if you give somebody, they know that, so good. For here it is no problem, but India, people think, yes, Hare Rama Hare Krishna ka kitab na bahut chikna rata, bahut acha, bahut. This is very good book, very good. So even if they don't read, they will keep it. So, okay, why 50 rupees, how much? Okay, take it, Swamiji. Nice book. We will keep it. So Prabhupada has struggled for us. He created, what the point I'm trying to make, that Prabhupada, same Srila Prabhupada, could not get 25 paisa in that city. This Krishna's mercy, that he wants to make him struggle, go to New York, go and collect this hippies, and do these things all over the world, then come back. Now same Delhi is sprouting like anything. One temple, glory of India culture, now there is going to be 10 temples, tick, tick, tick. And they are just coming like that, fast. Every day, you know, you just see somebody comes and he says, okay, Swamiji, we want to do something. So it is just because his desire, because of his struggle. We have to just become nimitta matram bhava sabhyasach. We just surrender ourselves. It is for our benefit. It is not for Prabhupada. We are not going to do any service for Srila Prabhupada. We are not of any use. We purify ourselves. We do our benefit. Even if we are selfish, we should work for ourselves. And that is the susukham kartumabhyam. Everybody wants to become happy. So best seva, best work, best profession to become Hare Rama, Hare Krishna wala lagal tilak, nice, you know, first class silk, dhoti, chadar, high quality bracelet, everything comes automatically. It comes. People just come and bring. Oh, Swamiji, you need it. Take it, take it. You say, no, I don't want, give it to anybody else, then it will come again. Because when you reject things, they come automatically. When you aspire for things, they don't come to you. This is a siddhanta. Scientist, that you throw something, it comes back. So when you throw maya, it comes back to you. But when you bring it to Krishna, then it becomes susukham kartumabhyam. So I'm very glad to be here in the assembly of Gauri Prabhu. Gauri Prabhu is my very old friend from Vrindavan. And also, not only because of the deities, I also come because of him. He's my friend. He always looks after me, makes sure that I'm being looked after nicely. He's always Mangal Aarti suite of Gauri Das is reserved for me. So you know, that is the relationship. And that is the reason that we are become devotee, that we establish relationship with the people, with the devotees, with the non-devotees. Everybody is devotee. What Prabhupada says? Everybody is devotee. Some people know, some people don't know. So who don't know, we have to still make them friend. And they will come to know, they are devotee, they are devotee. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. So it is exact 9 o'clock prasadam time. Anybody has any question, ask to Gauri Prabhu next time when he speaks.